Well, they ran incredibly well until the rain. We had about 10 mils on Saturday. The ground had been a little dry, which is amazing when you consider Gundagai had bought 4 or 6 inches 2 weeks before. It was a little hard and a little dry jumping on it on Thursday and Friday. Saturday, sort of lunchtime, I think it started to rain. By the end of Saturday, we'd had about 10 mils, and it was jumping beautifully. And if it could have stopped there, we would have had the best day on Sunday, but unfortunately it didn't. We had a further 35 mils on Saturday night, and so we had to, unfortunately, cancel Sunday. You've got to consider the safety of the horses and riders, and also, to a degree, you don't want to chop the ground up. You know, anyway, so unfortunately, we had to cancel Sunday, which was the championship. We had four titles up for grabs, a junior, young rider, senior, and an amateur title as well. Three of those titles, junior, young rider, and senior, are actually being run concurrently with, on Friday, tomorrow in Canberra, at the national championships. ACT Jump Club have kindly allowed us to score the horses in each of those three finals within a class, so that we can actually determine the state championships or the state champions for each of the three titles.
Now, how disappointing was it that Sunday was cancelled, Edwina? Because I understand you had a quality field, and who did you have in Gundagai?
We had all New South Wales top riders, Vicky Roycroft, George Sanna, Colleen Brooke was there, Rod Brown was there, although he's not riding at the moment. We had a couple of Victorians, Wesley Joyce from Victoria, one or two Queenslanders. We had a Western Australian, Nikita Barber. She came all the way over. She's competing in Canberra this weekend. The young riders is probably the strongest field at the moment. We've got some tremendous young kids coming up. The young riders is an age group from 16 to 21, and some of those young riders in the last 12 months have progressed to the senior title. So we've got, you know, some young girls, Jamie Winning and Julia Hargraves, who've progressed now to the senior title. And you know, these are the lights of our future. This is where the future lies. They've got beautiful horses. They've spent some dollars and imported some horses, which has lifted the bar for all of us, and also increased the breeding arrangements in Australia. You know, by them bringing stallions over and mares for breeding programs, we've all now got a slice of the cherry in these fantastic European horses, which, you know, there's no doubt about it, they are an absolute... I mean, they've been purpose-breeding horses for 50 and 60 years. We've only been doing it for 10 in Australia. So, you know, we're catching up. We had fantastic results in America this year, just in the last couple of weeks at the World Equestrian Games, where one of our homebred riders, Chris Chug, ended up a very creditable top 10 performance. And Australia as a team finished 7th out of the team's event, which is the best we've ever done on the world stage.
Now, Edwina, you mentioned there Vicky Roycroft, who is a three-time Olympian rider. This region, obviously well known. We know a lot of equestrian riders in terms of Andrew Hoy being from Culcam, one of the greatest Olympian of any sport to appear in the Olympics.
Discipline, but never mind. You're on.
Yeah, in terms of an equestrian rider. What about future Olympic riders that we might see that from the Riverina? Who are some of our up-and-coming youngsters?
Well, you've got to mention Tom McDermott. Tom is from Wagga. Tom was, in fact, he won the D-grade championship on Saturday, and he qualified both of his horses in both the junior and young rider championships. So he's riding at Canberra this weekend. He is a phenomenal talent, an absolutely phenomenal talent for someone so young. He's just 17. It's just amazing. And who knows where Tom will go. People have likened him to Rodrigo Pessoa, who's a Brazilian rider who famously stopped out of the Sydney Olympics in 2000. But, you know, he is still a hugely talented rider, Rodrigo. And certainly Tom has a future akin to Rodrigo Pessoa, and Marcus Eining, who is nearly the best rider in the world. He's German. So, Ben Blay is another one from Gundagai. Ben is actually riding with Vicky Roycroft and has been for most of this year and will continue to do so for however long. Ben had qualified two of his three horses in the Young Rider Final. So Ben's in Canberra this weekend competing. They're two of their shining lights as far as the Riverina is concerned.
Yeah, certainly. You mentioned Tom there. We did keep an eye across his performance at the Youth Olympics just recently. So a name, and no doubt he's trying to follow in his father's footsteps.
Yeah,
also
his father Greg's an Olympian and has represented Australia on a couple of times. Has represented Australia a couple of times. The difference these days, of course, is the horses. The value of the horses. Whereas I think Greg competed on thoroughbreds, failed racehorses.
And borrowed horses sometimes, weren't they?
I think horses, that's grew exactly up with, right.
Yeah.
These days, to be successful on the world stage, you have to have the breeding behind it. You've got to have the breeding behind you and the horsepower behind you. And this is where these people who've brought horses in is helping the sport in Australia.
Just mentioning the horses, I guess what would be an entry-level horse that you would need, just a figure that, to start off with? I mean, it's probably the most expensive sport now going around, if you think about it.
It would be. There's no such thing, because you can still be lucky. You can still breed your own, and, I mean, there are costs involved in that. There's service fees, which for a good horse are probably averaging between $2,500 to $3,000. That's just the stallion fee. You've got to have the mare to go with it. The costs involved with breeding, the veterinary costs are quite expensive. Then you've got to get them broken in. And then you've got to wait 10 years, because it's not like a racehorse where they're racing in the Golden Slipper at 2 years old. These horses, like the riders, don't mature until they're 8 or 9 years old. And as far as the riders are concerned, and this is, again, another thing that sets us apart, or sets equestrian sports apart from other sports, Olympic sports, is that our riders, Tom's a phenomenal talent, but you can conceivably say that he won't mature yet for another 20 or 30 years. Vicky and Rod and Andrew Inglis, Jenny Shepherd, Colleen Brooke, all these people are well into their 50s and still very competitive, probably more so because they have the experience.
Well, it's been a great insight, Edwina. Thank you so much for telling us about your championships, and good luck to all.
I'm hoping to bring it to Gundagai again next year, the October long weekend next year. It's not confirmed yet, but oh my glory be, I hope the rain stays away just for the weekend.
Because it's a nice ground, as you mentioned.
It's a beautiful ground
for
the community. The Gundagai is still a small enough town that the community gets behind what it does. Gundagai was incredibly busy over the weekend with both this and also the walking. The walking thing, and they had a big flower show there as well. But the community support behind preparing the showground for our event was fabulous.
And housing 300 horses, I understand, and people.
Well, there were probably actually 400 horses.
Wow. So
yeah.
Big event.
It was.
All right, Edwina.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much for giving us insight into the championships, and good luck to all our competitors heading off to the national titles tomorrow as well.
Yep. Thanks very much.